Party. Today's contestants are a retired college registrar from St. Paul, Minnesota, Jane Neamey. An aircraft maintainer from Akron, Ohio, Terry Hurd Jr. And our returning champion, a lawyer from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Brooke McKenzie, whose one day cash winnings total $17,300. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Let's see which of these three, Jane, Terry, or Brooke, gets to celebrate at the end of this half hour. Good luck. Here we go. Now the categories. Women authors. Good subject. Quotable 21st century movies, followed by historic names, animal verbs, 2020, and you'll love this last category, hindsight. Brooke, start us.
Movies 600.
2008, Why So Serious? Terry?
Was Dark Knight.
That's it.
Let's do Women Authors for 1,000.
The Hudson series is a sequence of novels by this Flowers in the Attic author. Terry?
Who's Hellman?
Nope. Jane or Brooke? Who is V.C. Andrews? Back to you, Terry.
Let's do Women Authors for 800.
Anna Deavere Smith's play Fires in the Mirror looks at the 1991 riots in the Crown Heights neighborhood of this New York City borough. Terry.
Was Queens?
Nope. Jane.
What's Brooklyn?
That's it.
Women Authors for 200.
In 1988, she scored her first number one bestseller with Queen of the Damned, the third novel in her Vampire Chronicles. Terry.
Who is Anne Rice?
Yes.
Historic names for 800?
Answer, Bailey Double. You can risk up to 1,000.
$1,000.
All right. This Prussian who helped train the Continental Army left his name on a ville that's one of Ohio's oldest communities. Terry? Oh, it's Friedrich von Steuben, Steubenville. All right, you're at negative 2,000. Come on.
Okay, let's do historic names for 1,000.
Gandhi is seen here with his mentor, Gopal Gokhale, who also worked for the rights of these low or no caste folks, also known as Harijan. Talking about the untouchables. Back to you, Terry.
Okay, animal verbs for 400.
To flutter your eyelashes. Brooke.
What is to bat?
Yeah.
Animal 800.
Defeat an opponent overwhelmingly, especially by shutting them out. You do that if you skunk them. Brooke.
Animal 1000.
A weasel-like animal gives us this verb meaning to uncover or bring to light by searching. Terry.
Was ferret.
Ferret, yes.
2020 for 800.
Most sports teams attempt to do this, also a term for a grouping of 20. Terry.
What score?
Yeah.
2020 for 1,000.
These two journalists worked on 2020 together for 20 years. Jane.
Who are Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters?
Correct.
2020 for 600.
In old British currency, there were 20 of these to a pound. Terry.
Was a stone?
Nope. Rook.
What's a quid?
Nope. What's a shilling? Back to you, Jane.
2020 for 400.
Now a saint, Antarus was the 20th of these. His predecessor, Pontian, was exiled to the Sardinian mines. Terry.
Was it an antipope?
Nope. Jane.
What is a pope?
Pope, yes.
2020 for 200.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral is the classic starter for this parlor game. Terry.
Was clue?
No. Brooke.
What is 20 questions?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Animal verbs 200.
To remove a stain using an absorbent item or to live at the expense of others. What is to sponge off of others? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Jane Neamey is from St. Paul, Minnesota. And she once had a job that I always thought of as being a lot of fun. You were a car hop at a drive-in restaurant.
My very first job, yes.
On roller skates?
Heck no.
No?
No. No, we got to walk around, and it was very, very late at night, and our boss was very careful of us being good people. So she drove us home every night at 4 in the morning.
Wow.
But she was also very strict. We had to memorize every order. We were not allowed to take notes at all.
Oh, good. But you got through it all right.
Yes.
Good for you.
It was fun.
Terry Heard Jr. is from Akron, Ohio. Holds a lot of records in video games and can also bench press how many pounds?
300 pounds.
Wow. How long did it take before you were able to bench press that?
Probably like a couple months.
Is that all?
Yeah, a lot of it's like genetics, to be honest. So. Yeah. Yeah. So don't ask me for any tips. I'm sorry.
Okay, no tips. No tips. Brooke McKenzie is a lawyer from Canada. Even though she's from Canada, she has hiked the Grand Canyon rim to rim.
That's right. After I passed the bar, my dad and I came down to Arizona. We hiked the Grand Canyon rim to rim, and it only took 4 days.
Strange way to celebrate passing the bar in Canada.
Why not?
Why not? Let's hike the Grand Canyon rim to rim. It'll only take 4 days. All right, you're in command of the board. Oh, we have clues all over the board.
Historic names, 200.
All right, here's Sarah to start us off.
On his last voyage to search for the Northwest Passage, this captain discovered the Hawaiian Islands.
Jane.
Who is Cook.
Good.
Historic names for four.
In the early 900s, Rollo the Viking founded this duchy in France, from which England was conquered 150 years later. Brooke.
What is Luxembourg?
No. Terry or Jane? What is Normandy? Jane, back to you.
Historic names, 600.
Benito Mussolini's parents were admirers of this Benito, a reformist president of Mexico. Terry.
Who's Benito Juarez?
Juarez, yes.
Animal verbs for 600.
Aggressively peddle goods in public by calling out. That is to hawk your wares. Terry, back to you.
Hindsight for 200.
The Heinz website has multiple offerings for this French fry condiment, including jalapeno and sriracha styles. Jane.
What is ketchup?
Yeah.
Heinz for four.
Of course, there are yellow, spicy brown, and honey varieties of this to peruse. Jane.
What is mustard?
Good.
Heinz for six, please.
Heinz notes that this product is made from 100% cage-free eggs, lemon juice, oil, and vinegar. Jane.
What is mayonnaise?
Right.
800 for Heinz.
Heinz offers cocktail sauce with a shrimp on the label, and this type of sauce with a bit of fried fish on the label. Terry.
With tartar sauce?
You're out of the hole.
Whew, okay. Hindsight for 1,000.
Heinz offers a type of gravy made from savory beef stock with this two-word French designation. Brooke.
What is au jus?
Good.
Movies, 200.
2012. I volunteer as tribute. Jane.
What is The Hunger Games?
Correct.
400 movies.
2010. Spoken by Natalie Portman. I was perfect. Brooke.
What is Black Swan?
Yes, with less than a minute.
Movies, 800.
Sully.
I can still hear her little voice.
Boo from down the hall.
Mike Wazowski.
Terry.
Was Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
1,000 for 21st century movies.
2005. No! Kelly Clarkson. Terry.
Was 4-year-old version?
Yes. All right, let's see. We have Jane in the lead with 3,800. Terry next. And Brooke with 1,000. All three players on the plus side. That is good. Brooke, you go first when we come back after this. A low-scoring game so far, but I believe that's about to change. We have a lot of money available in Double Jeopardy. And we have these categories. Trees grow on money. We'll deal with TV villains, defense mechanism, the body human, London boroughs, and finally, X marks the word. There will be an X in each correct response. And Brooke, off you go.
X, 400.
A person or thing that brings bad luck. Brooke.
What is a hex?
Hex or jinx, yes.
X-800.
A social gathering for people to get to know each other. Jane.
What is a mixer?
Yes.
X for 1200.
An ability score in Dungeons and Dragons. It refers to skill with the hands or body. Terry.
Was dexterity?
That's it.
X marks the word for 1600.
From the Latin for leap up, it means to feel triumphant jubilation. Jane.
What is exalt?
Good.
2000 for X.
A relative of the elephant, this herbivorous mammal is also called a rock rabbit. And that cute little guy is a Hyrax. Back to you, Jane.
TV villains for 4.
Even though they had pulses, the governor and Negan made this show a little more terrifying. Terry.
Is The Walking Dead?
Yes.
TV villains for 1200?
Seen here, Jodie Comer kills it as the villainous Villanelle on this drama. Brooke.
What is Killing Eve?
Yes.
Villain, 1600.
Crowley, a charming villain on this show, was known to give the Winchester boys a devil of a time. And the show is Supernatural. Brooke, back to you.
Villains, 800.
Cassius, Graviton, and a Kree were bad guys on this Marvel series on ABC. And the series was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Back to you, Brooke.
Human, 400.
The gallbladder, which stores bile, lies immediately below this organ. Carrie.
Was the liver?
Good.
Body human for 1200.
One of the spleen's main functions is to filter out worn and damaged these. Terry.
Red blood cells?
Yeah.
Body human for 1600?
Your metabolic rate is controlled by hormones secreted by this gland at the front of your neck. Brooke.
What is the thyroid?
You got it.
Body 800.
Not surprisingly, the name of this longest nerve is derived from Latin for pain in the hip. Terry.
Was the sciatic nerve?
You got it.
Body human for 2000?
Found in the ear, the body's three smallest bones are known as the anvil, hammer, and this after their shapes. Terry.
Was the stirrup?
Stirrup, right you are.
Defense mechanism for 1200?
In myth, Athena had an aegis, a shield adorned with the head of this hideous gorgon. Terry.
Was Medusa?
Good.
Mechanism for 1600?
More than 50 years old, this DuPont material, known for its anti-bullet qualities, is now used in aerospace and mining applications. Terry.
Was Kevlar?
Good.
Defense mechanism for 2000?
On Reddit, there's an entire subreddit enamored with this weapon seen here, and they're not big fans of catapults. Terry.
Was it howitzer?
Nope. Brooke or Jane? What are trebuchets? Back to you, Terry.
London bureaus for 1200.
Take a walk down memory lane in the borough of Camden and name this thoroughfare made famous by the Beatles. Brooke?
What is Abbey Road?
Yeah.
Mechanism 800.
The part of the sword that protects your hand is called this, a word whose French equivalent is spoken by fencers. Terry?
Was the foible?
Nope. Jane or Brooke? What is the guard? Guard, on guard. Brooke.
Defense 400.
In World War I, a line of these defensive fortifications ranged from Belgium to Switzerland. Brooke.
What are trenches?
Yeah.
Trees 400.
In 1955, a young tree symbolizing the healthy growth of Japan first appeared on the one this coin. Terry.
What is yen?
Yen is right.
A tree for 1200.
One of the earliest American coins, the 17th century Massachusetts pine tree shilling, was minted from this precious metal. And that metal is silver. Terry, back to you.
London bureaus for 1600.
More than 1,300 bombs were dropped on the especially hard-hit borough of Croydon during this 1940-41 German-named assault. And that would be the Blitz. Back to you, Terry.
Bureau for 800.
Two boroughs, Richmond and Kingston, are more properly followed by upon this body of water. Brooke.
What is upon Thames?
Yes.
Trees, 800.
A 2-franc coin from French Polynesia depicts an outrigger canoe beside 4 of these trees. Jane.
What are palm trees?
Correct.
1600 for money.
On the reverse of the current U.S. $10 bill, trees frame this building. Terry.
Was the Treasury building?
That's it.
A tree for 2,000?
Answer. Nearly double. And you are still in the lead. You've come a long way.
That's bet everything.
Oh, all right. For 19,600, if you are correct. A former Italian 100 lira coin shows Minerva grasping one of these trees, big in Italian agriculture.
Was an olive tree?
Yep.
Let's do London for 400.
The 33 boroughs that make up London include this one that helps us keep time worldwide. Terry.
It's Greenwich.
Good.
Bureau for 2,000.
Answer. Other daily double.
$1,000.
Okay. This borough's name is synonymous with Britain's Parliament. Terry? What is Westminster? Westminster. All right, now the last clue, TV villains. On Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Jake Peralta's occasional nemesis, the Pontiac Bandit, is portrayed by this veteran funny man. And his name is Craig Robinson. The game is a runaway for Terry, who a little while ago was at negative 2,000, if memory serves correctly. All right, let's take a look at Final Jeopardy. Famous first lines. Think about it, players. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
A gag gift helping cheat drug tests?
Sad, but brilliant.
Synthetic urine put to the test. How it compares to the real thing and what's being done to make sure it stays out of testing facilities.
So this is a life and death issue.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Great topic for final. Famous first lines. Here's the clue. These seven words precede the rain fell in torrents, except at occasional intervals. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Champ, we come to you first. You're almost out of breath writing so
quickly. It's a long one.
It's a long one. Yes, indeed. Seven words. Go ahead. Let's take a look at what you wrote down. What is, it was a dark and stormy night, often considered to be the epitome of bad writing, but it's correct for your purposes. And you earned 6,501. That bumps you up to 13,101. Takes us down there to Jane. She had 7,000, not looking happy. What did she write down? It was a dark... You were on your way.
Yes.
All right. Well, two of you were on your way. And what will it take away from you? 6,206, dropping you to 794. Now to Terry, who started so poorly and came on so well in Double Jeopardy. Had 19,000. The game was a runaway. What is... Aleve. Is that what you need? You need some Aleve to deal with the pressure of this moment? Did you lose any money? 1337. That drops you down to 17,663. You are the new champion. We'll see you on Monday. And you as well. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Imagine whiter teeth in just 4 days. Imagine strengthening enamel while safely removing stains. Act whitening mouthwash. Stop imagining. Start acting.
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight.
Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.
Inside out, gotta figure it out. I'm feeling good, and it feels good.
Sunsweet Amazing Prunes and Prune Juice, the feel-good fruit.